Ezra's Hashem Yisbarach. Today's daf is Yud Mesech Sukkah. We're going to pick up three lines from the top with the halachos of a sukkah gabi sukkah. We're going to continue discussing a case in which the sukkah above is kosher and the bottom one is pasul. The Gemara is going to continue analyzing these halachos, and the Gemara then will get involved with the rule that we had learned on Daf Tesam and Beis, that the psul of one sukkah under another sukkah is two schachos. When is it considered two schach? When is it considered, if there's a very small gap between them, just simply one set of schach? And the Gemara will discuss the shir tefach as that relates to Hilchos Tumah as well. Finally, then, the Gemara will flesh out Shitas. Reb Yehudu says, "Im eindu yurim belyonav, people cannot live above hatachtona ksheira." And we will begin a new Mishnah where one spreads a sheet above the schach or below the schach, that in general will passel the schach. The Gemara in the bottom of Yud Amud Aleph will give us exceptions to that rule. Continuing on to Nun Amud Beis, the Gemara then will discuss the status of Noi Sukkah, creating a chatzitza between the person and the schach. The Gemara then will discuss the concept that Shluchei Mitzvah are Potter from sukkah, and then the Gemara will discuss appropriate places to sleep in a sukkah versus sleeping under areas that are possible schach. That Bezer Hashem will be dafyut. Let's Bezer Hashem begin three lines from the top on Yudam and Avs. Zok the Heilig Gemara. Upa'amim shel yenik sheira v'tachtoin psula hechidami. How will it be times when the top sukkah will be kosher, yet the bottom one will be possible? Kigoin. The tarvayu tzilsim ruba mechamosan. In a case of where both of them, the shade is more than the sunlight, the kaima el yona betoch esrim, and the schach of the upper one is not 20 amas from the ground, so then in such a case, the halacha is the top one is kosher, but the bottom one has the problem of two schachos. The Gemara asks, Pshita, what's Rabbi Yirmiya coming to teach us? Rashi says that we know that if one has more sunlight than shade, so then the other one, then that one is not a sukkah. And therefore, if you have a case where the top one is chamsam ruba mitzilsa, then it's a davar pashut that is no longer a sukkah al gabi sukkah. So Gemara, we need the chiddush of Rabbi Yirmiya. Ma'u d'seima nigzar. I might have said you should make gzer dil mitzdar schach pasul b'had schach kosher, that you'll end up joining together if the schach above is pasul with schach kosher, and therefore pasul the lower one as well. Kamash malon, the chiddush is telling us not this way. Continues the Gemara, Kama Yehe ben Sukkah L'Sukkah Tei Tachtona Psula. We learned that if you have two schachos, so then in such a case, then the pasul's lower schach. We learned the Gzeres HaKosuv on Tesam HaBeis, because Chazal said that you need two schach, one schach above you, and not two. Kama Yehe ben Sukkah L'Sukkah Tei Tachtona Psula. What happens if they're only three tfachim away from each other? Is that already considered two schachos? Clear that you can't live in the above one, but the bottom one is the problem now of having two schach. Amravuna, tefach. The psul is as much as a tefach. Shekein matzinu ba'olei tuma tefach. Because we see a shear of ohel, when it comes to halachos of tuma, is a tefach. This next word in the Gemara is probably a mistake. It's probably not disanya, but disnan. This is a Mishnah. We learned in a Mishnah, the Mishnah appears in Olos, Perigimel, Mishnah Zayin, Tefach adabe, Tefach, Brum, Tefach, Me'ivi es hatumah, v'choytzeitz mefnei hatumah. It's considered a separate room by itself, to the point that the roof would be choytzeitz mefnei hatumah if the space in the room is a tefach. If you have a tefach worth of space in the room, that's enough to create a break for the tumah, as if it's contained in one room. There's halacha of tumah ritzutza, if I'm not mistaken, that's how we refer to it. Yes, Rashi makes mention of it in Dibrat Maschel Mevi, that if it's less than a tefach, then it's not contained in the room, and then the tumah would be oila ad the rakia. So what we have over here is the following. We learn in Mishnah, tefach ha-tefach, brum tefach, mevi es ha-tumah v'chotz p'nei ha-tumah. Avol pachos mi brum tefach, if there isn't a tefach squared, loy mevi v'loy chotzeitz. So then in such a case, neither serves as an oel. Mevi means it would serve as an oel for it, and be matami anything else in the room. Chotzeitz would be offended from going up Hence, says Rav Huna, that we see that once there's a distance between the schach of a tefach, since in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara it would be considered a separate room, so too in regards to sukkah. However, Rav Chisda and Rabba Bar Rav Huna disagree. Rav Chisda and Rav Huna amri arba, it's four tefachim. Shelo matzinu makom chashav pachas me'arba. It needs to be four tefachim to be considered a makom chashav. So therefore, when it comes to one schach on top of the other schach, it's all considered one schach unless there's a four tefachim difference between them. Ushmuel Amar, you see from the Ein Mishpat that we pass in like Shul, Asar, it's ten tefachim. My time in the Shmuel, Kechsher, Kach, Pesula. Just like the way you have a Shir Hechsher, so too, for its identity, for Pesul of Sukkah, Gavay Sukkah, it also has the same Shir Mach, Shir, Basar, the smallest Sukkah is ten tefachim. Af. Psula basar. So too, when it comes to the sheer puzzle of the sukkah, it's also a ten tefachim. The Gemara continues five lines before the wide. Tana and Rabbi Yehuda Imer im ein diurim bel yoin hatachtoina ksheira. We learned that Rabbi Yehuda says that if people cannot live in the sukkah above, so then in such a case the halacha is the bottom one is kosher because it's no longer considered sukkah al gabi sukkah. Ask the Gemara, my ein diurim. What does it mean they can't live? Ilem diurim mamish. If you're going to say literally that people can't dwell there and they're not dwelling there, in other words, practically, if someone lives upstairs, then the sukkah is possible. If someone doesn't, then it's kasher. Says Gmar Ilam, do you mamish ato diurim kagarmi? Is it the diurim that causes the kasher, so the or the pasulus of sukkah al gabe sukkah? Ella mayin diurim kosher ein ruya lidiurim. Anything that's not rotwi, that's not capable for dwelling, so then in such a case is going to be puzzle if it's roi ledira. If it's not roi ledira, then it's going to be kosher. Vehechi dami. What does that mean? Tlo gavo asar. That it's not, presumably, what does it mean to enruya? That it's very short. That small people cannot fit in. Michlal the Tanakama sabar. From here, it would seem that we're following the opinion of the Tanakama. Afal pishe. That the Tanakama, therefore, not following, but the we follow the opinion of the Tanakama that holds. Afal pishe enruya ledira. Psula. That even though it's not roi ledira, in other words, in this case, even if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's going to be possible. And that's going to be the machlokis between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Kios Rav Dimi, Amar, Ami B'mar Rava. What do they say in Halig Eretz Yisrael? Im ein hatachtoina yichol lekabel kar muksasa shalol yoina hatachtoina kshera. A totally different definition. It's not totally in the above issue of what is the amount of distance between the upper sukkah, lower sukkah, but rather it's about whether the sukkah below can support the basic needs of people in the sukkah above. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. If the tachtona, the schach of the tachtona, cannot support the kar muksasas of the elyona, then the tachtona is kosher. Michlal, the tankamas are afal pishen ri lekabel psula. That would seem to say that Tanakama holds, even if it can't, nevertheless, it's still considered sukkah b'vav sukkah. Rashi learns that this is a kasha on Shmuel, and that is that we see the most important factor is not whether there's ten tefachim or not in between them. Answers the Gemara, Ika beinayu d'chol l'kabel al yidei hadchak, that the sukkah l'mata will be able to support karm and ksasos in a difficult circumstance, and since it can, under difficult circumstances, then we have a machlokas between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanon say, Rashi explains, that since they can be mekabel b'tochek, so then the one underneath is going to be possible. Where Rabbi Yehuda says, since it's not generally used for tashmish, it's only b'tochek, so then in such a case, the upper one does not have a shem sukkah, and the bottom one is going to be kosher. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin the new Mishnah, six lines from the bottom of Yudam and Aleph. It says, Zakte Heligi Mishnah, Piris al Asadim Pnei Achama, O Tachtel Mipnei Hanishor. If they spread the sheet above the sukkah because of the sun, or beneath the sukkah because of the falling leaves, Oisha Piris Agabi Hakinov, or the sheet was spread on a four-posted bed, Psula. In all of those cases, the person is sitting under both schach as well as a sheet, and a sheet, of course, is possible for schach. Concludes the Mishnah, Avu Porisu al Gami Naklita Amita, but you can spread the sheet over a two-posted bed. A two-posted bed does not have a roof. You don't look at the slope that slopes down on either side as being a roof. In order for it to be considered a roof, it needs to be spread horizontally. When it comes to the two-posted bed, the teepee, the walls fall onto the side on vertical angles, and for that reason, it's not considered a roof to passel. Zok the Halakha Gemara, 5 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chisda lo yishanu el pnei hanesha. The only reason in our Mishnah, if you spread a sheet on top of the sukkah, that it's possible is if you do it for the falling leaves. The words of the Mishnah are meduik, o tachtel mipnei hanishar. You spread the sheet under the schach because of the falling leaves. Avolina osa, but if he does it to make the sukkah nicer, ksheira, then in such a case the sukkah will be kosher. It says Gemara pshita mipnei hanishar, it's not. It says because of the falling leaves. Says Gemara Mal the same. I would have thought to Adin Dafilanosa that even if you spread it to make the sukkah nice, it would also, you want to give it a nice roof. You would have thought in such a case that would also be possible. Vaidiktan mipnei hanesher orcha demosei katani kamashmal, and the chiddush is no. That only if it's mipnei hanesher, but not lina osa. Rashi explains that if it's lina osa, there is no shame schach on it, and it's just there to beautify the dwelling, and therefore it doesn't have identity of schach. Hence, it's kosher. Lema misayele. The Gemara continues 3 lines from bottom. Let's bring a proof. Sichach akil chasav itra bikramim ubisdanin hametsuyarin v'talabai goizim shkedim aparasakin v'rimonim perchilei anavim v'atara shel shibolim yenos shmonim v'slasos asulistapik ben. If you make schach out of different grains or nuts or apricots or pomegranates, grapes, oil and wine. In other words, they would hang them in bottles above to beautify. Then the halacha is also listapik mehen. You're not allowed to take from it. They're muktza. This is the idea that noi muktza is muktza. Noi sukkah is muktza. Ad matzah yom tif achra shulchag, until after yom tif. Vim hisna lehem. However, if you say, I'm not putting it up to be a noi for the entire sukkah, I'm putting up now for it to be a noi for one day. But later on, for example, if it's oil, he says, I'm going to take the oil on Chol HaMoed when guests come. So in such a case, then it doesn't have a din muktzah. Vim hisna lehem a kol afni tanoi. Rashi gives another example of when he makes a tanai. Rashi's example is if he says, I'm not going to derive benefit from it, all bein hashmashos, I will benefit from it. In other words, I'm not makti lenoi for all bein hashmashos. So we have a rule, migu diskatzoi bein hashmashos, it's katzoi lekula yoma. But in this case, it wasn't muktza during bein hashmashos, and therefore it's not going to be muktza on Yom Tov. So what's the Gemara's raya? We see from here, one of the examples that we had on the bottom of Yudam and Aleph was Itra Bistanin, that he had adorned it with a sheet. Since he adorned it with a sheet, see that the sheet is not considered something that passels the schach. Says the Gemara, no. Where was the sheet laying? Dilma min atzad. Maybe the sheet wasn't laying on top of the sukkah, but rather was laying on the side. Continues the Gemara, 2 lines from the top. Itmar noi sukkah eimim matim besukkah. You cannot take away the noi sukkah and put them within the shear of sukkah. What do we mean by that? Rashi says the following. What the Gemara means is not emimatin in terms of practically being memayit, but rather what it means is to minimize the shear. Noi sukkah emimatin besukkah. Noi sukkah does not take away the shear. So, for example, if the sukkah is only 10 tefachim high, and you have noi sukkah, so really your head won't even, if you have someone fitting into the 10 tefachim sukkah, really his head will not, his body will not have room for 10 tefachim, because there's noi sukkah. Nevertheless, ein mematin besukkah. The halacha is that's not memayit the sukkah. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi adds uminatzad memayitim, but on the side it would be memayit from the sukkah. The Gemara now brings a maisa of someone who is sichech bedavar hamekabel tumah. Minyamin avdei de Rav Ashi. Minyamin, who was the eved of Ravashi, it mishale kusna b'maya. He soaked his shirt in water, v'shatche amtalalta, and he put it on top of the schach to dry. Amalei Ravashi. Ravashi was not happy with what he did. Dalia, remove it. So they won't say, people think that you could be mesachech with the davar mekabel tuma. Says Gemara, Valka chazi le derit tiva. They see that it's drying. No, the chashash is, when it dries, we're going to have that chashash. But right now, there is no chashash. But we're afraid, if he's going to leave it up there and it's already dried, people will think he used it for his chach. The Gemara continues 10 lines on top of Yudam Ebeis, Itmar noi sukkah ha-meflagin mimenu arba. What if the noi sukkah is so large that it dips down more than 4 tfachim from the sukkah? This is related to halacha l'maisa, because every once in a while, people put up decorations, and either the decorations are large, or they dip below the schach, even more than 4 tefachim below the schach. According to Mishnah Berurah, both of them are going to be a shaila lahalacha. Rav Nachman Amar Ksher, but first, before we jump to Mishnah Berurah, let's see what the Amoraim HaKadoshim said. Rav Nachman Amar Ksher, Rav Chizda V'Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amri Psula. Rav Nachman says that it's kosher, while Rav Huna says it's pasul. Rashi explains, it's considered an Oel HaMafsik. Rashi in Dibar Maschel Psula, it's considered an Oel HaMafsik. With this in mind, the Gemara now records a story with Rav Chizda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Rav Chizda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Ikla Levei Reish Galusa. They went to visit the Reish Galusa. Agninu, literally to put a roof over them, Rav Nachman put a roof over them. He was the one who helped the Reish Galusa. In a sukkah that is noy was more than 4 tefachim from the sukkah. So this works out, l'shitaso, according to Rav Nachman, that it wasn't a problem. On the other hand, l'shitasam, they were stuck. V'lo amrulei v'lo midi, and they didn't say anything to him. Amr lehu, hadu b'rabban mishmel seyum. The other rabbanim said, oh, maybe you are chayzer. They said to Rav Chizin, Rabbi Rav Huna. We're shluchei mitzvah and we're exempt for sukkah. That's why we sat in such a sukkah, possibly even ate and slept in such a sukkah, even though the sukkah l'shitasam was pasul. Period. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, mutalishon bekila besukkah. A person is allowed to sleep in the bed that has a roof on top of it. Even though it has a roof, and normally that should make a pasul similar to what we had learned in our Mishnah. But in our Mishnah, when did it say it's pasul? Is where the bed had its own roof, which was 10 tfachim above the bed. In this case, it wasn't 10 tfachim of the bed. Tashma, come here, I'll bring you a proof. Didn't we learn in our Mishnah that you're not Yotze, as we just were Masbir, the Gemara fleshes out, that if the distance from it is 10 tefachim, so then in such a case, it's going to be, we're talking about a case where the gap is more than 10 tefachim, then it's considered all by itself. And then it's going to be possible. I'll ask you the following kasha. We learned also, if you sleep under a bed, you're not Yotze or Chiyuv. Now, if you're allowed to sleep in the kila, so certainly you'd be able to sleep under the bed. So Gemara gives an ukimta. Hatir gama Shmuel. Shmuel answered, b'mita gavo asara. We're talking about a bed that's more than 10 tefachim from the ground, and he's sleeping under the bed, so then that's no different than sleeping under an oel, which is more than 10 tefachim from the bed. Gemara continues a discussion about whether we could prove whether Shmuel is right or wrong, that as long as the covering of the bed is not 10 tefachim above the bed, then in such a case it's mutter. We learned Aisha Piris Agabi Kinofos Psula, that if you have something spread over 4 amudim that support a cover, similar to what we learned in our Mishnah, halacha is that's possible. And says the Gemara, Hasam Nami Degvi Asara. The reason why it's possible is only because it's 10 tefachim high, 10 tefachim distance. But if it would be less than that, Shmuel had claimed, correctly, says the Gemara, that it will be kosher. V'loik tani hachi, but it doesn't mention this, says the Gemara, desanya neklitin shnayim kinofos arba, piris agabin kinofos psula, agabin neklitin kshera, ubevad shalo yin neklitin gvon min amita asara. We said that if the neklitin are not 10 tefachim above the bed, the halacha is in a klit, and a klit, and we learned in our Mishnah, are a two-posted bed. That's going to be kosher if it's not 10 tefachim above the bed. Michlal, the kinufos, but a kinuf, which is a four-posted bed, afal pishen gvo asara, it's also going to be pasul. Answers the Gemara, shani kinufos de kibi. Kinufos are kvi. Kinufos are not just stam, like a sheet, but rather they're a thick oel, that's a tefach thick. So then in such a case, that would pasul if it's even less than 10 tefachim from the bed. Shani knifas dikvi, asks the Gemara, v'arei sukkah al gabi sukkah dikviya, but one sukkah on top of another, that's dikviyus, v'amar shmua kechsher kach pisula, that the only time that the sukkah above will pass all the sukkah below is if there's 10 tefachim between one and the other. And why is it only if it's 10 tefachim? Then we learn if there's something that's kvi, automatically it will pass it. Says the Gemara, Amri Hasam to the Mufsal Sukkah Basara. Over there, you want to create separate identity of a Sukkah Al Gabi Sukkah. To create an identity of Sukkah Al Gabi Sukkah, then in such a case, you need 10 Tefachim. Hacha de Lashavya Ola. Here, what you want to do is create the identity of an Ol. And even less than 10 Tefachim is also considered an Ol. Put a period over here. We now continue 9 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Techlifa Baravimi Amar Shmuel Hayoshan. If somebody sleeps, this is halach in regards to Kriyashma. Bekilas Arum, if he's in this kila, where he's in a bed that's covered over him, so then he'll be able to read Kriyashma even though he's not dressed. Metzia Roshe Chutz L'Kila V'Kar Kriyashma, even though in general you have a problem of Libo Ra'asa Ever. Meisive asks the Marakasha, Yosha Mikila Arum Lo Yotzeresh Brosho Chutz L'Kivi Kar Kriyashma. Didn't we learn in Braisa that you can't do it? Hachamayeskina. Maybe we should say the same thing. Kishigvoa Asara. That in a case that he's in an ohel which is less than 10 tefachim, then it's considered as if he's under a covering, and therefore sticking himself out would be acceptable. And the Mefarshim add, we consider as if his head is dragged wherever his body is, and if his body is in a ol, so then in such a case, when it's above 10 tefachim, his head is dragged inside. However, if there's a covering on top of him, so then that would work, and it's considered a covering if it's less than 10 tefachim. Hachanami mistaber, it's logical to say it's midiktani seifa, because the seifa concludes halamazet doma, what is it like la'omid beis arim, that he is standing in a house when he's not dressed, shelo yotzi arosho michutz lechalon v'yikra kriyashma, that he's not allowed to stick his head outside the window to read kriyashma. Shma mina, the daf concludes that we see from here that when it comes to the halacha of kriyashma, if he's in something that's less than 10 tefachim, then he's considered covered. If it's something that's larger than 10 tefachim, then it has its own din of oel, as Shmuel had developed, and in such a case, then he'd be nigrar b'tocha oel. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud in Maseches Sukkah.